I don't know whether she won anything or not. I haven't seen her today long enough to for her to tell me.
I bet anything is in the Dale's Club. Is it Ronald Southern Bible?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
I'm almost positive because they do a, they had a very big, very big bingo.
I'm going to get a piece of paper right in front of you. And you talk while I'm
not. Okay, yes, ma'am. His name is Redus, R-E-D-U-S.
There's a Mr. who lives across the way, right in that house over there. I know he's no kin to your father-in-law.
But he always calls the bingo games every year. He gets the biggest kick out of them. Calling the bingo.
At the Elks Club.
Mm-hmm. In Montgomery. I think they give away a pretty large prizes.
Well, Nell, the first year she was here, she won quite a bit. I tell you, they used to go to Bessemer, Montgomery. She went around with it. But see, she's been living here since 1970. She moved up here in 1970. She rented the apartment downstairs, and then that fall when the house was sold, she bought it. And then in 71, she had it. I had to go back to Asheville. I told you to help my brother settle up, clear out the house and sell it and everything. And he couldn't stay over there all the time. And my sister from Decatur came down here, and we went up there. And that's how I can remember. I don't remember things, just rote memory. I have to associate. And a lot of people say, how on earth did one little girl, a friend of Edna up there in Birmingham, said, how on earth do you remember dates like you do? And I said, well, I don't just remember dates, I have to associate events.
I think that's the way I do it. Of course, anytime you're in school, you use your memory. There's no way that you can simply sit down and memorize dates and names and so forth.
Well, you know, I have a man for whom I have a world of respect and whom I've known and worked with. And he said he'd have never passed up plain geometry if he hadn't memorized it.
Oh.
And I said, well, done, Mr. Griffiths, well, I was not your teacher. Mathematics is not supposed to be a memory course. You're supposed to learn to think correctly.
That's why linguistics is not anything that you memorize. It's what you can do is actually application.
Well, is your degree going to be in linguistics?
English. Linguistics.
English?
Yes, ma'am.
Linguistics. Now, that's the only part of English I could have ever majored in. I love the study of words and expressions and things like that. I love it. I can amuse myself an hour at a time on it just going through a dictionary.
And it's all applied just like mathematics. You know, it's what you can actually do, not what you can memorize.
Well, my memory, and I can memorize. I used to help people, kids used to come out here and I'd help them. I'll come to my house and I'd help them. Come to my house and I'd help them with anything you want to
help. But the next day he'd know it and I wouldn't. But so far as being able to say it in just a few minutes, I could say it without looking at the book. Just like I couldn't memorize a piece of music. I've got to have the music sitting in front of me. I may not look at it much, but I've got to have it sitting there. But then now I was thankful by being able to play the violin. The last year I was in college, I studied piano with my violin teacher.
You know, one thing about singing is it's easier to memorize the music. For one thing, you've got words to so, and then you have other people, other parts, and you can get cues from other parts and from usually the accompaniments. There's accompaniment. So,
but if you haven't gotten some God-given vocal cords, you can't sing.
That's true.
Now, if you have got a good voice,